Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're gonna start a new life under the sea.
So, am I gonna drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, as promised, coming to you from Dominica, the Nature Island. Yes, we are at the press conference of Dive Fest. We have the Scuba Radio Mermaids proudly on display. And, of course, our host here, Simon Walsh from the Dominican Water Sports Association. Simon, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, going great. That was a good press launch, and the Mermaids really made a nice background there, Greg. I think it was a great success.
Yeah, in their press conference, they were videotaping, I believe, or I don't know if it was a live feed for the TV stations here in Dominica, but I think we may have stole some of your FaceTime there, Simon.
Yeah, I was actually surprised how long that, you're right, they were on national radio station, on national television cameras there pointing at. I was surprised they kept the camera pointed at us for quite a while before you see the camera drifting over and watching the mermaids for a while. But, you know, when you take boring speeches and compare it to the mermaids, where would you point a camera, you know?
Well, exactly. I've never been yelled at by a cameraman more at one site than today, because I'd walk into the shot. Dude, get out of my shot! And he was trying to film Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, and of course, Mermaid Angela, our Scuba Radio Mermaids, on display here in Dominica for Dive Fest. Now, first off, we've been talking about this for months now, getting ready for this event. 16th year for Dive Fest. For those people who don't know about it, how did it start? Give me the brief rundown, and then we'll get the Minister of Tourism here that we got to talk to from Dive Fest as well. But tell us about Dive Fest, Simon.
Yeah, well, as you said, Dive Fest started 16 years ago, and it's been a great success. It's the longest-running dive festival in the entire Caribbean now. And every year we're trying to add more and more fun things to do during Dive Fest. We have some great activities. It's a very unique kind of dive festival. And one of the reasons we're doing it, of course, is to raise funds for our marketing things, also to raise awareness of conservation. And really, one of the big things we do here is get the local kids involved in the diving. So tomorrow you're going to see we'll be down at the swimming pool, and we're going to have hundreds of kids coming through the swimming pool trying out diving. And many of those go on to work in the industry and become dive masters and instructors. So it's a great program. It's a great week to come down and visit Dominica. Because as you know, Greg, it's not just our diving. It's our topside stuff as well, our waterfalls and our whales. And we got so much going on in Dominica.
Absolutely. And we're going to cover that in the next two episodes of Scuba Radio for you. We're going to literally take the recorder up to the mountain, up to the waterfalls, up to the hot pools, as they call them, and do some pretty unique topside surface interval stuff in between all the spectacular diving they have here in Dominica. Now, this is my second time on the island. Last time I was here for Dive Fest a couple years ago, they had an algae bloom. Very rare occurrence, and visibility was shut down. Still had great diving, but I've already got the report that the diving is exceptional this week. I can't wait to get in the water. Single Scott is with us as well. He's already been in the water. We're going to get a full report for all of this for you. But our host, and not only Simon from the Dominican Water Sports Association, it's the Minister of Tourism. We got the big guns here, right?
Yes, and the Minister of Tourism is the first minister in the history of Dominica to actually go out and get certified, and he did it. He started last year at Dive Fest 2008. He tried it out in the swimming pool, and I think he was surrounded by hundreds of kids in the swimming pool as well, and he toughed it out, and he went and did his Discover Scuba, and he's now converted to the bright side of life, and he's a certified scuba diver. So that's right. That's right.
All right, so and it's Ian?
Yeah, Ian Douglas, Honorable Ian Douglas, Minister for Tourism, Legal Affairs, and Civil Aviation in Dominica.
Very nice. Well, welcome to Scuba Radio, or I should say thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome, and welcome to the Commonwealth of Dominica. I think Dominica right now is rated the third best world dive destination. So.
I'm going to say first. I'm just going with first from what I've seen.
That's cool.
You'll go with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I can vouch for that. I've been down there, and I've really been amazed. at what I've seen, you know. And since last year when I got certified, I've been really enthusiastic, not only about the tourism product of Dominica, but especially the dive product. And I think Dive Fest have been doing a great job. Simon and Easy and all the guys who have been putting this thing together for the last 16 years have really been doing a great job and really been doing a great service to the Commonwealth of Dominica and the tourism product which we possess here.
Yeah, so. And the thing that you did, Ian, was really what the whole Dive Fest was designed for, which was to educate the locals about the product that you had underwater here. Because as we find traveling from island to island in the Caribbean or the Pacific, a lot of times the locals don't really scuba dive much. It's that's kind of off of their radar. And then people that come to the island to scuba dive, they're like, what, you don't dive? What, you're surrounded by all this underwater life? Why wouldn't you do this? So Dive Fest has helped to bring more of those folks or educate them to what's available or what they can do here right in their backyard, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, basically, you cannot have, you know, all this valuable marine resource and not know about it. And I think Dive Fest have really played a great role in sensitizing the entire Dominican population and all the school kids and everybody about how great the diving and water sports in general in Dominica can be. And I think that is why that they have really been a success, because people really come out and support all the activities, especially the Carib Canoe Race, which happens next Sunday. I mean, you know.
And that's where they make their own canoe out of what? What do they build out of, boxes and stuff, or what?
Well, actually, we have the only Amerindian tribe left in the Eastern Caribbean, in Dominica, on what we call the Carib Territory, the Carib Indians, the Kalinago people, who came down, crossed the Bering Strait, came down the Orinoco, and came up the island chain and settled in Dominica. And they have used those boats for centuries when they were coming down through the Bering Strait, coming down through the Orinoco River. What they do is they cut those big logs, big tree logs, and they dig in the center of them, they dig, like dugouts.
Right.
Yeah, and then you have a canoe, and then they use that for their fishing, for transportation, for everything back in the day in the 18th century when we really didn't have automobiles running around Dominica. So that has come down through the ages, and Dive Fest have really taken this product and really make it popular. So we have the Carib Canoes and all the business houses, especially those involved in tourism, like the different hotels, different services, the different bears, Kubuli Bear, Caribbean stuff. Everybody gets their own individual canoes and paint them and advertise their logos and stuff. And there are various teams who compete on that Sunday. It's a very, very, very spectacular event. Where
it's like NASCAR in the Caribbean,
that's
isn't it?
Right. That, you can call it that. It's Dominica's NASCAR.
Exactly. I love it.
Everybody always looks forward to the Carib Canoe Race and all the other events. So I think it's a great week. It'll be fabulous. It comes around at a time when all the kids are from school during the summer. And we in the dong season, so they are not all the hotel rooms and stuff are not at their optimum, so that we can bring in person specifically for diving and continue to promote Dominica as one of the best dive destinations in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's slow season for traveling to a destination like this for the general population, but this is high season for scuba divers because this is the best time to dive. So it's the best of both worlds, isn't it?
Indeed. So we have the island all to ourselves. We scuba divers have the island all to ourselves, where we can really promote this sport and get other persons interested. But it's also a time for us to network, to get to know one another, to dialogue and to exchange ideas about different destinations, different reefs that we have been on. I've spoken to divers as far as the Middle East who have gone to Israel to dive, people like Easy who have gone around the world diving, other dive spots in Central America, even the rest of the Caribbean. You know, and young divers like myself, it gives me a chance to get more involved in the sport and to learn from veterans and persons who have been diving for 20, 30 years now. So it's great. I have always enjoyed Dive Fest. Even before I was a minister of government, I've always been interested in Dive Fest because I love to party. I love to lime. I love to have a good time.
Well, we have that in common.
People. Exactly. So
yes. You said you love to lime. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Liming is a local word, a colloquialism for having a good time, just meeting people, you know, having a good drink or two, you know.
We're going to be doing a lot of liming this week.
That's right. Dive Fest is about liming. That's exactly what it is.
Nice. Yeah, you know, I am honored to be here once again. You know, we came to Dive Fest a couple years ago, and I knew that I needed to, you know, recruit our marine resources in the form of Scuba Radio Mermaids and bring them to this event, because I know the kids will go crazy.
Absolutely.
Over this.
Absolutely. I think everybody's looking forward to seeing the mermaids. In fact, on Sunday, I'll be going down to the north of the island where I'm from. I'm like the congressman for the northern town of Portsmouth, and there's great diving all around Portsmouth. There's the Cabrits, where we have the old fort, the old 18th century fort, and there are a lot of sunken stuff down there, a lot of nice reefs and stuff that we can get to see. So one of the dive shops called Cabrit's Dive down in the north will be taking the mermaids down and doing some shoots on Sunday, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, you want to add that to your underwater experiences is diving with a Scuba Radio Mermaid, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we got to thank Victoria Knox, Swiss Army, as well as Jewelers International for helping out with the travel expenses and sponsoring the Scuba Radio Mermaids here for Dive Fest and making that whole thing possible. But I know they're excited. They cannot wait to do the mermaid thing, do a little diving thing, doing a little hot tubbing thing. Wait. That's Kelly, by the way.
Yeah, let's bring Kelly in. Go in, Kelly.
Yeah, hi. Kelly.
Hello, everybody. I'm in Dominica.
Now, this is Kelly's second stint as a Scuba Radio Mermaid. How did it hold up for this press conference here, Kelly?
Well, it's good. I had fun, and I went from Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, to a mermaid. But I really enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah, did she do well, Ian, from what you saw? I couldn't tell that she was fairly new at this.
I lost concentration and everything. I'm not usually at a loss for words. I'm usually a very great orator, but this morning was just exceptional. It was fabulous. I really want to welcome the mermaids here, and I hope that you all have a fabulous time.
Now, Ian, what do you think? Kelly, being this is her first time to the island, what do you think is going to, you know, excite her most? The diving, the stuff up in the mountains with these waterfalls and things, or what?
You look like a fun-loving person who loves nature and loves the environment. And
she likes to lime.
Yeah, you love to lime? Well, we're going
to... You know what a lime is?
The what?
You like to lime.
Liming is a local word for just going out and partying and just having a good time.
Oh, yeah, I like to party. From Brazil, so I love to party.
Exactly. Well,
yeah, she's a limer. Yeah, she was born a limer, always a limer. But, yeah, it was, I don't know, it's going to be interesting, Kelly. What are you looking forward to most?
I want to see the hot springs, the waterfall. I hope when we went go to dive, I see the whales. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, you got whales, year-round here, right? Yeah,
definitely. Most times we see them. As we go out, maybe about 2-3 hours out to sea, I mean, we kind of sense them. All the boats have the sonars on them, so you can actually hear the ultrasound waves under the water, and you can detect where the whales are. I would say 9 out of 10 times when you go there, you get to see the whales.
How about that? So we just got to go underwater and listen for whale sounds.
Yeah, that'd be great. That would be a dreamy come true.
They have 10 volcanoes, most active.
Right. And the hot springs, you must do the hot springs. At some point in the evening, we go up into the valleys and you can just sit in the hot springs and basically fall asleep and, you know, get a nature's massage in the hot springs.
That is nature's massage. Oh, I like the way that sounds. Matter of fact, I think that's where we're headed next here after the press conference. So we're going to kind of bring the recorder along, take you along for the ride so you can enjoy our little adventure here in Dominica from Dive Fest. Stick around. We're just getting started from the Nature Island on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I'm making 9 knots. I should have been in Fiji in less than a week. Well, the first piece of land I saw wasn't Fiji, was it? No. No, it was here, this island.
Cause no matter where we go, Dominica will always be our home. Some may venture near and far, but when you look up in the sky, you are always gonna be my star.
That is where we are today for the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master in Dominica for Dive Fest. Now, we have fast-forwarded in time and have already experienced some of the topside attractions they have on the Nature Island here of Dominica. Truly spectacular. I've talked about this before on Scuba Radio when I was here a couple years ago for Dive Fest. And it still, to this day, has rated up there as one of my favorite dive destinations on the planet, obviously because of the diving. And you're going to hear about some of those underwater attractions as we progress through the show today and next week. However, you know, the one thing that really stands out for the island of Dominica is the topside surface interval attractions. Now, what we did after our little press conference this morning on the island is we headed up the mountain. Now, they have 10 volcanoes here and 10 peaks, I guess, or volcanic type, peaks here on the island. And this activity creates all these hot springs, all these waterfalls. And we went to one of the more popular swimming locations here on Dominica today called Emerald Pool. This is where, like, they take the cruise ship passengers in. So it's one of the more popular tourist swimming locations. Now, today there was no ships in, so we had the place literally to ourselves. It's a natural or a World Heritage Site. It's a national park, the whole thing. And I'm telling you, it was quite spectacular. Now, Mermaid Angela was there, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. We were doing a little, underwater mermaid stuff under the waterfall. Angela, what do you think?
It was absolutely the most amazing, picturesque, just wonderful place I've ever seen.
Now, did I overhype it? Because I told you girls, especially before we came here, I said, you will not believe this place when we go and do some of these surface interval activities, like going and swimming. We haven't done the hot tub stuff yet. They actually have these natural hot pools, but this was called Emerald Pool. Have you ever seen anything like this before, other than our adventure in Fiji?
It was kind of like that, but a little different. You know, Dominique has its own style, so it was a little different, but beautiful. It was just, we were taking pictures all day, so it was just wonderful.
Now, Kelly, Brazilian swimsuit model, she was there too. Kelly, first time on Dominica. You've never been to Fiji before, so you had nothing to even compare it to as far as what I said. Hey, something, this is like Fiji, but maybe even better. What do you think? What are your impressions of what we did at Emerald Pool today?
Oh, I love it. I did compare to Brazil, but like Angela said, it's unique. Like between the Brazil and Dominica, each one has a unique beauty. So I had a blast, and I find out that I'm multi-talent. I can be the Brazilian swimsuit model and a mermaid, and I can swim in the mermaid tail, so I'm proud of myself. But the place is absolutely beautiful, and it's like a dream. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Absolutely. Now, yeah, Kelly is kind of a topside scuba radio mermaid here in Dominica, but we got her in the tail, we got her in the water, and lo and behold, she started swimming around and say, hey, I can do this. I can float. I won't drown. And we got some great pictures. And a little icing on the cake for the ladies. You know, they're being sponsored by Victorinox, Swiss Army, and Jewelers International here on the island of Dominica. This corporation, these companies, were nice enough to help us get these scuba radio mermaids to the island. So as part of the shoot today at the waterfall, you guys got to actually model some of their product. Not the Swiss Army knives, but the jewelry. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
It was every girl's dream. We were flashing the bling bling, and we looked good.
Kelly?
Just one thing to say. Diamonds are the girls' best friends, and I love it.
Yeah, so it wasn't a bad gig. I don't know how much money they were wearing around their necks, on their earrings, and God knows where else, but it was an impressive display of fine jewelry here from Victorinox, Swiss Army, and Jewelers International here in Dominica. Now, single Scott with us as well. Scott, first time to Dominica. What about your thoughts? What do you think of what we saw today?
Well, I'll tell you that we went into this. It was in a rainforest. It must have been a 40-foot waterfall into this emerald pool, and it was completely surrounded by ferns and palms, and it was amazing.
It was amazing. Hey, he went diving, too, so we're going to talk about that next. Stay close. More coming up from Dominica.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to DesignatedSports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's DesignatedSports.com. Hey, coming up, we're going to chew on some wood. I kid you not, we're going to chew on sugar cane here in Dominica. They agreed to hook us up because last time I was on the island, I was driving through the rainforest up to places like Emerald Pool, like we were just talking about. And we're driving with Simon from the Water Sports Association from Dominica here. And I screamed because I saw these kids on the side of the road, chewing on wood, chewing on a big old hunky, you know, stick. And I'm like, whoa, what is... And those kids are chewing on wood, man. What? Stop, I want to get a picture. And they all started laughing because it ended up with sugar cane. So, you know, I just had never seen that, people eating sugar in its natural state like that. So they've assured me they're going to get me a stick of wood to chew on here on Dominica while we're enjoying our adventures. Now, Single Scott got here a day early. That's a whole nother story why myself and the Mermaids arrived a day late. And I'm waiting to hear the response from JetBlue to determine what I say about that. But he got here a day earlier because of it. He was able to go out on the dive boat and experience the diving of Dominica for the first time. And tell us about what you saw there, Scott.
Well, I got to the Anchorage Hotel, and they were kind enough to take me diving. And we went out to a dive. The first dive was called Scott's Drop-Off.
Of course it was.
Imagine that. And it was a wall dive. It was very nice. Visibility was about 80 to 100 feet. And water was warm, no wetsuits. It was just stellar.
And the Anchorage Hotel is literally located right on the bay where all the dive shops go from this side of the island, I believe, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just walked out of our room, maybe walked 30 feet, got on the boat, and we were gone. And most of the dive sites are within 20 minutes of going out in the boats. The water was glassed off. I mean, there was no waves at all. It was just a perfect day for diving.
Yes, definitely a day in paradise. And you know, I've done this before when I was here, a couple years ago. I saw some amazing things, but there was an algae bloom, so the viz was down. But it's back up to 100 foot plus. That was a very rare occurrence. Just, you know, the timing didn't work for us that well last time we were here. So I'm anxious to get in the water. He did a dive on Champagne Reef as well. We'll tell you about that next. Stay close. More coming up from Dominica.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 ooba. Scuba, dooba, ooba, hobba. Scuba. Scuba diver.
We're at the Fort Young Hotel right now celebrating Dominica Dive Fest, kicking off the event on the social side of things here on the island. And who knows, maybe they'll play that scuba diver song. They ought to. We'll get a request in to the island band for sure. One of the best bands on the island, so I'm told. And they're going to start here in just a little bit. However, we have a lot of stuff going on. Not only are we going to do some diving, we're going to do some more, warm water pool stuff, volcanic heated pools and lounge on our surface intervals in style here on the Nature Island. But we're talking about the diving right now. Single Scott is the only person on our crew so far who's actually been able to do a dive. We're only 2 days into our trip, and actually it's kind of one because myself and the mermaids got delayed in San Juan for a day, so we haven't been able to get a dive in. We just got the Emerald Pool Adventure in, but Scott was able to get here a day before us and experience some of the diving. Talk about Scott's drop-off, right? That was what you just mentioned.
Yeah, Scott's drop-off, and then we went to a dive that was called Champagne.
Champagne Reef. Now, this is a site that I definitely did last time. A shallow site, right?
Oh, yeah, it's only about 10-15 feet.
10-15 feet, but the volcanic activity underground heats the sand, so you put your hand down in the sand and it's hot to the touch, right?
Oh, I mean, it's really hot. It's just not like warm. I mean, you could worry about getting burned, and the gases come up through the water, and it's like a glass of champagne.
Yeah, it's like these little tiny streams of bubble pump bubbles top. You know, they come up through the reef and these streams, and it looks like bubbling champagne all around you. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, the first thing I thought of was seeing mermaids in there with the bubbles coming up and the girls in their mermaid outfits, and it's going to be a great photo op when you guys get to dive it.
Yes. Now, it's shallow. The water's very, very warm. It's not, undivable, but you definitely notice a difference when you get into the area where it starts bubbling, didn't you? Did you notice like a 5-degree, 10-degree difference in the water temp?
Oh, there's definitely a thermal that comes right off the sand. I mean, when you get near it, it starts getting warm, and it gets downright, I'd say it's another 10 degrees warmer when you get into the shallows right there.
Yeah, so it is, this is the ultimate thermocline for a warm water wuss like myself, where the thermocline actually gets warmer when you get to the area of Champagne there here in Dominica.
Well, you will hear no whining from Greg the Dive Master on this dive. It is warm, it is clear, and it's amazing.
Now, what about critters? What did you see on both dives, for that matter? Eels, spotted eels, that kind of thing? What?
Well, we saw a seahorse right off the bat.
Oh, nice.
A manta ray, a small one.
Get out. Are you serious?
Serious. Yeah, I went in the water. There was another diver on the boat with us, and I went in and was going to meet him at the bottom, and sure enough, about a 4-foot manta ray came by, came right at me within about 5 feet, and then turned and went away. I thought it was going to latch onto me, but it didn't.
Unbelievable. This is the first I'm hearing about this, Scott. Why is that so?
Well, it's just so amazing diving here that I didn't, I just figured that it would come up, and it finally did.
How about that? So on your first day of diving in Dominica, you have a little brush with a manta. That's not a bad day of diving, just on that one adventure or encounter, alone.
Well, I'll tell you, in the first 4 minutes, I saw the manta, a seahorse. I saw two spotted morays fighting over a little place in the coral. All kinds of just little critters and fish, and the colors are nice in the first 10 minutes.
Nice. All right, more coming up from Dominica right after the Dan Tip.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FTX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI. The way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one
one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 11. Please don't be tempted by magazine ads to purchase one of those underwater barbecues. They do not exist. They are a myth and a scam.
Well, now look what you made me do.
But if you did buy one, remember to send your $100 registration fee to Nameless Faceless Voice Guy, care of Scuba Radio, Drawer J, Square Station Depot. I'll be expecting your check. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's on tap today, Jeff?
Diving with medical issues, Greg.
Sounds like a pretty broad topic.
If we were discussing the medical issues themselves, it would be. As it happens, dealing with this topic comes down to a single word, which makes this a very short and simple tip.
Okay, I'll bite. What's the good word?
Honesty.
Honesty, as in don't lie about any medical condition you might have?
Exactly.
Are you saying folks lie about having medical conditions? Come on.
It's been known to happen.
Well, I'm thinking some of them are just afraid they won't be allowed to dive if they admit they're less than perfectly healthy.
I know, but here's the thing. What we've learned about diving physiology and dive medicine in just the few decades it's been popular as a recreational sport is amazing, and we're continuing to learn more every day. Medical conditions that used to mean automatic preclusion from diving don't necessarily mean that anymore.
Diabetes is one that jumps to mind.
That's a perfect example. It used to be that if you admitted you had diabetes, you were excluded from diving. But now we've learned so much about diabetes and diving and how they interact, that's just not necessarily the case anymore.
So what's the tip here?
If you have a medical condition, please be honest about it. Lying about it or trying to hide it can lead to serious problems if those diving with you don't know about it. Folks leading the dive, as well as your buddy, need to know if there are any special circumstances of which they need to be aware.
In fact, a lot of them are willing to help out to ensure you can dive.
Absolutely. It makes no sense to put yourself or others at risk simply because you're keeping a secret.
What if you do have a medical condition that keeps you out of the water?
You know, I've seen a lot of amazing things underwater, and there's no doubt how much diving means to me, but it's not worth my life. And I'd say the same to any diver who asks.
What if you're not sure whether it's okay to dive with a particular medical condition?
Call Dan. We have a medical information line for that very reason. If we can answer your question directly, we will. And if you need additional medical assistance, we can help you find a doctor familiar with both your condition and diving.
So your message is,
if you are a diver with a medical condition, be honest about it. It's the safest thing you can do.
Really?
Honest.
If you're a diver living with a medical condition, it doesn't necessarily mean your diving days are done. But it does mean you need to be honest about it to ensure both your safety and the safety of those around you. So if you're asked, answer the question honestly. Do that and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, one of the sponsors here of Dominica Dive Fest, is here. We're going to talk to him in just a bit as we continue our little social networking event here at Dominica Dive Fest at the Fort Young Hotel. Now, Angela, our mermaid Angela, she has a very close connection with mantas, as you very well know if you heard our broadcast from Kona, Hawaii. Now, Scott just told me that he saw a manta yesterday. Did you know this?
No, I'm not aware of it, but
he had an encounter with a manta. He didn't tell us until right now.
He had an encounter?
Yeah. He said he saw like a 4-foot manta yesterday on the dive.
And he
didn't tell me about it until right now.
That's unfortunate.
And you are the manta woman. You got molested by a manta in Kona. Do you feel jealous?
That I did. Yes, I'm severely jealous. I thought that was my thing, you know, going out, getting attacked. No big deal.
Getting manta handled.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that video is, we're still working on the video, but we do have video of Mermaid Angela being accosted by a manta in Kona, Hawaii. And you know, she thought it was a little scary at the time, but, you know, as we talked about ad nauseum, that mantas seemed to like it rough. You were just a little frigid for the Hawaiian mantas. But here in Dominica, they may be more receptive. Now that you've had some experience, you know, with that species, maybe if we see this manta or have the luck of coming across another one, maybe it won't be quite as nerve-wracking for you, you think?
Yeah, it'll be more peaceful, I'm hoping.
All right, fair enough. What do you think underwater? What do you expect to see here, Angela? Because you've been on several of our trips now. We've been traveling to Australia, Fiji, and you know, we made the connection or the comparison between Fiji and Dominica. Dominica, very easy to get to, especially for folks in Florida, even California for that matter, compared to getting to Dominica. It's much closer to get here for sure, right?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Greg, but the diving in Fiji is just unbelievable. But I'm looking forward to it, and Scott told me that he saw a seahorse, which is number one on my list. I have not seen one yet, and I'm always looking. When we were in Saba and St. Martin, I didn't find any either. So I'm hoping we can see one tomorrow or, you know, whenever we dive. So hopefully I'll get to see one of those.
Yeah, well, so far we've just done the surface attractions. And if this is, and seriously, I've been here before. I know what we did today is just the tip of the iceberg, literally from this Emerald Pond place that we went to, Emerald Lake. But what do you think? Are you excited now that you've seen, just had a little taste of what they have to offer topside here on the island?
I am so stoked. I can't even tell you. All the trips that I've been lucky enough to go on, Fiji, Hawaii, the Bahamas, I mean, everyone is just better and better and has, you know, what they have to offer, and we get to check it out and experience it. And just alone what we saw today, the Emerald Pool, is unbelievable.
It almost makes it worthwhile dealing with my BS. Go come along on these adventures, don't you think?
I can put up with it. Just bring me the Emerald Pool, okay?
Every once in a while, because of that, we have to stop off on little local watering holes, like a place called The Lab that they have here on the island of Dominica, that Woody was nice enough to stop off on our way back from Emerald Pool. What'd you think of The Lab?
That was very interesting. With my medical background and everything, I was looking forward to going to The Lab, and here it's a bar, and we just drank all these rums, and I guess they had different herbs and spices and things, which I've never had before, so I had a little shot of rum with some wood floating in it. You know, I'd have to try it out, something new. So it was quite interesting, if I say so.
Well, you know, here on the island of Dominica, you go to The Lab for your medicine, and it's pretty potent stuff. It's flavored like cinnamon, licorice, and what was it? What was the other one? Wood? What?
Some plants of some sort. I have no idea, but I drank it and was happy. So.
Yeah, it definitely puts a smile on your face and takes the pain away, as we found out. But hey, there's no pain to be had here on the island of Dominica. Man, we're living the life, I'm telling you. All right, more coming up. We're going to talk about the diving, talk to our friends from dive training, and much, much more from the island, from the nature island. Next, stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Radio.
Radio.
Hi, this is Bob Talbot, marine photographer and filmmaker. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here's a guy with a perfect face for radio, and God knows I know what I'm talking about, Greg the Dive Master.
Okay, thanks, Bob. I think, you know, I can guarantee you Bob Talbot would be in seventh heaven here in Dominica with all the photo subjects they have. Now, I'll tell you, so far, we've only been here a day, but the Scuba Radio Mermaids have been a huge hit, turning a lot of heads on many levels, and I'm sure Bob would be in that group as well as all the Islanders and everybody else here attending Dominica Dive Fest. Now, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, doing some mermaid duty here on the island. And, Kelly, what would you say so far? First time to the island, any travel tips that you can share or insights that you could share with the listeners from your perspective?
Yeah, I do have a confession. Like, now that I've almost done with my Hawaiian punch.
Right.
Yeah.
So. It's Hawaiian punch, exactly. That's what they told her.
Yes. But, yeah. So I have a confession to do. I finally blow.
Excuse me?
Up my hair dryer.
You blew up your hair dryer. Why did you blow up your hair dryer? Because it was in overtime getting prepared for the photo shoots today in the mermaid tail, or what?
Yeah, that was actually panic for me because I was getting wetty and trying to be pretty, and then my hair dryers like start smell and actually almost get on fire. I'm not lying. You can ask Angela.
Your hair almost melted?
Not my hair, but the hair dryer, yeah.
Oh, okay, because it's 220. They have different electric than we do here in the States.
I had no idea. Like, of course, Greg, the kind, good dive master in the world, didn't told me so.
I did tell you.
You did not told me. When? Liar, liar.
You can't plug it up accidentally. You have a different kind of plug.
Yeah, but then actually, because I'm a very lucky girl, I talked to the Prime Minister of Tourism, and he's so nice and gentleman, not like Greg at all, and he brought me a new hair dryer. So I'm pretty again, and my hair looks good, and I can take pictures. Hello.
So, well, that is awesome. As long as you're happy and your hair looks good, everybody is good, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. And the Prime Minister was nice enough to help her out. Prime Minister of Tourism here in Dominica. See, that's how accommodating they are. You know, they're here on the Nature Island. You know, taking care of the Scuba Radio. They've never seen anything like a Scuba Radio mermaid. And it's pretty obvious, and I think they're very happy, as well as most people are when we bring them along for these adventures. Now, hour two of Scuba Radio on deck from Dominica. We're going to talk to Jerry Beatty from Dive Training. Of course, Simon and the gang from the Dominican Water Sports Association. So you know what to expect when you come to the Nature Island. That's all in hour two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Hurry up, Greg. I need another drink ticket. Let's go.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.